The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Okay, test 1, 2, testing 1, 2. This thing's ready to go. We are ready to go. One more podcast.
Can I just make coffee real quick?
One more, go ahead and make your coffee. I'll talk. I don't really need you. I mean, I do, but not in the beginning. You know, I'll do some plugs. I'll let the people know where we're at. Well, that we're doing this. This is our podcast that we do out of our dining room, not our radio show.
I usually like our radio show better, but lately I like our...
Yeah, our podcast and our radio show. Once we hook up our phone system and we start taking calls after 250 podcasts, I'm still doing research. I'm still doing research, and I'm almost there. I think I really could do it right now if I wanted to, but I don't feel like setting it up.
Do you know that guy...
Bonnie's. Who's that?
Whatever, who we reviewed.
Yeah, the comic. Wait till you get on the mic.
I'm sorry.
What? What about him? What about. So let's test your mic. I wasn't going what. I was going
are
what
you
about.
Really, are we going to start like this?
Start like what? Mrs. Temperamental? Why? How are you a comic when you're so thin skinned around the house? Like
No, it's not that. Listen, you know, whatever. Don't act like when you say shit to me that's, you're just in a bad mood.
I'm not in a bad mood.
And you're like, what? It's like, that's not how normal people talk to each other. And if you want some negativity from me, by all means, keep it up. I don't know what to tell you. But when you say shit to me, then I say shit back to you. Next thing you know, we're in a fight and you're like, well, you're temperamental. Well, why don't you just try fucking being nice once in a while? It's like, it's the same fucking thing I say every 2 minutes in our fucking marriage. Hey, maybe just be kind to half the time. Could that be a thing that you do?
All I do is say what? Maybe my voice is deep. My voice is cracking. My voice is changing.
No matter, this is what I will say to that, is that, let me just get my thoughts together here.
I thought you were making coffee. Oh, I hear it dripping. I can't have coffee.
Stop. I want you to just, are you happy with the way our relationship is right now? There's nothing, in your mind, nothing can be fixed.
I think we're doing fine.
You think
the last couple of days you've been cranky and been
the
like...
The last couple of days?
Yeah.
Or today?
Oh, today.
Today is the only day. So don't say the last couple of days.
Today, a couple. You got a lot of stress in your life and you take it out of me.
I don't have a lot of stress
in
my life.
You do.
I'm busy, but I don't have a lot of stress.
Yes, you have
a
lot of stress.
I just happen to be fucking a little hungover today.
No one's hungover from one beer.
I don't know what happened.
You had one beer.
It doesn't fucking deal with alcohol.
Well, what about this guy Sam that we reviewed, the worst comic on the planet?
No, I was going to say, if you're happy with the relationship, good, because there's no changing it, because you're just incapable of. So
I'm incapable.
I really shouldn't have even been asking you. I should have been asking myself. I should say to myself, Bonnie, are you happy with the now she's talking to herself, Sandy. she's just asking herself in third person. It's ridiculous. This is the why am I still listening to this? Bonnie, are you happy with the way the relationship is? Do you think anything could be
how many days
improved?
You say you love me? Every other day, you're God,
yeah, that doesn't mean I don't think that I do love you.
Are
and
you losing your mind? Are you okay? Do I have to take you to a doctor or something? I mean, is there something wrong? Because I worry about you so much. Like one
Rich,
second, what I'm telling
I
you.
I gave you this exact word for word speech. This is the only time you've ever listened to me.
No,
I realize when you pretend you're not listening, you actually are because you just repeated word for word what I said to you. I'm worried about you.
No, I'm worried about you. Maybe as two people get older, things change. But I didn't think you would it'd be this
but
drastic.
But I just hate that anytime I have any issue with you, it's just like oh, it's just the pushback is.
God, I was
going like
to eat an avocado last night, but someone said it's a fruit.
Can you stop talking about... I'm going to fucking throw that juice out the window. Shut the fuck up.
That window doesn't open.
No, through. Do you know what it means?
Oh, it does open.
Oh, my God.
So let's talk about this guy. What did you want to say about him?
I just went through my head like going like this on everything and throwing stuff. Literally, I just was like... And then I was like, oh,
that's why
I wanted to
you.
Do it. So, but I wanted to just go like down on your computer.
Oh, you would
it.
Break my computer?
Wanted to.
Your anger would cost you $1,300.
You're just so aggravating and you know you're doing it. And it's the only time. Look at you've improved. Your posture's improved. Your skin looks
juices.
Brighter.
That's from taking my juicing.
No, it's not. It's because you've gotten under my skin. And
no.
Whatever reason, that's the only thing that brings you joy.
That's
life.
Not true. A lot of things bring me joy. Are you kidding me?
But
this
nothing
spring.
Nothing changes your...
Yes.
You can be like this, what do you want? What, Bonnie? And then if I start getting angry, I'll see you later. It's like almost like you can see like the clouds
that's
going
in
under
your head.
Feet.
That's all in your head. You've convinced... You know what? Because when you used to do that self-hypnosis, remember when you used to do that?
I still do it sometimes.
Yeah, well, you hypnotize yourself to believe a lot of things that aren't true. That's all I'm saying. You believe a lot of things aren't true, and I can't argue with
that. That has nothing to do with self-hypnosis.
Yeah, it does. You hypnotize yourself
oh
to think.
Oh, my God,
that.
Shut your mouth.
See?
Shut up.
I'm worried about you.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, let me finish. So what about the guy we reviewed?
He's like, he did a big prank on TED Talks.
When?
He, like... I don't know. They must go to city like and see people do, you know, their version of a TED Talk and see if they like any. So he like an audition, maybe kind of a thing. I don't know. And then he just did like nonsensical phrases, but stuff you'd hear in TED Talks. I should go listen to it. I didn't see it. So he's a prankster. He's this little rascal got us.
How'd he get us? He didn't get us.
No.
He just showed us a horrible video of him crawling around a comedy club.
Right.
And then going after us.
So he's not a real comic, though.
Huh?
He's not a real comic.
I could have told you that from after the first minute.
Someone said he's a troll, but I don't really know what that means exactly.
They just go on the internet to troll and start trouble. And
yeah, he's a troublemaker.
Troublemaker?
Which is also the title to my new CD. No, I got to stop saying that. I'm always like, everything is my title.
You have your new one, your first one. You can do four CDs right now with all your material. Three. If you back it up and
what
go.
About all the material that works? I could do zero.
No, that's not true. You know what I like about Bonnie lately? And I started this and she's followed in my footsteps. Like I used to bring flowers into the house. And
no, what? Shut your fucking mouth once again. Just
what?
Okay, everyone. I'll just let him talk. But when you hear this... That means he's just full-blown bullshitting. Like, he might believe it's true, but it's not. Okay, go ahead, talk.
I used to bring flowers home. I used to bring flowers home. I used to bring you flowers from the vegetable stand market. And now you get flowers every week, which I like. I wasn't the first to bring flowers home. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? You can...
Now she's just doing sound effects. She's not even talking. I don't even know how they communicate normally. This is so weird. Sandy.
Your coffee's ready. Your coffee. I could drink a black coffee if I want, I heard.
Why don't you tell them what you're doing so it's not so confusing anymore?
Oh, for 3 days I can't eat. I'm drinking these dumb juices Bonnie bought, but they're full of sugar.
Sorry, are they dumb?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I ordered it for myself and you were like, order me one. I want to do it.
No, you said, do you want to do it?
No research on it. No, I didn't.
Did you do any research?
No, but I didn't fucking do the whole thing complaining constantly or talking about how
bullshit
it was.
You called me every day saying
I'm
hungry.
I said I'm on juice three sometimes.
And you said every day you called me how hungry you were.
No.
Yes. Self-hypnosis.
What did I do?
Call me every day saying you're hungry. Self-hypnosis. Why she's getting coffee, I'll give you some tour dates where I'll be. This week.
Tour dates. Don't say tour dates like you're on a fucking tour. You're not. You're going there, you're coming home. You're going there, you're coming home. And some road dates.
I'll give you some of my tour dates. I'm on tour. This Thursday through Sunday, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky, at Comedy Off Broadway. My first time there. You know, I got a lot of first time clubs coming up. This Thursday, Comedy Off Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky. Next weekend, the Syracuse Funny Bone.
No.
Syracuse Funny Bone next weekend. And the week after that, the Stress Factory. I'm about 20 minutes, maybe 15 or 20 minutes from a new CD. So I should be taping that soon when I can get 15 or 20 stronger new minutes. I've dropped some stuff. It would have only been about 12 or 15, but I dropped some stuff. And because I want, this is going to be my fifth CD. And my contract is up for my CD 141 IQ, which I leased out or sold for 1 year to Sirius XM, 141 IQ. And my contract is up in July, so I will put that on iTunes in July, 141 IQ, because a lot of people haven't heard it.
Why did you call it 141 IQ?
Because that's what I have. I think it's still a couple years old now. It'll be like 2 years old, but still, you know,
if
you
haven't heard it. Do you think your IQ has changed?
What's that?
Do you think that your IQ has changed?
No, I'm saying the material, some of the material might be dated. You know,
that's that noise you're hearing in the background. It's Rich shaking his juice.
Not dancing. It's a real juice. Okay.
Well, how would shaking your juice be?
You know, your butt, your juice.
Oh, really? Is that what it's called?
I made it up.
In the Jew community?
Oh, really? Really? These fucking juices. This one, the green ones are good. The vegetable ones are good. And that's the next one I'm going to do. Because I heard there's a place in New York where they can sell you juices. Bonnie got these online.
Can I just tell you something? What's the name of the place in New York?
I don't know.
Called The Juice?
I don't know. I know where it is. I don't know the name of it.
It's exactly the same company.
No.
I hate to break it to you. This is The Raw. The Juice is the same company.
What do you mean? The store on 6th Avenue?
I don't know which one. You haven't told me a name. I don't know all the juices.
Oh, I just know where it is.
I'm just saying if it's called The Juice.
Well, I want to get on, the next time I do this, so you drink six of them a day for 3 days and you can't eat. I'm on my third day. And
third juice, third day.
Third juice, third
three,
day.
Three.
But here's the only problem I have with this.
What, is it really? Okay. This is going to be a long number one since I've been listening to the thousands of things that are wrong with
There's me. Not a thousand things. I think it would be a lot better if, one, it was more vegetables. Two, they're all full of sugar, tons of sugar. Now, I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research. But
I actually think you might enjoy this. He's talking about juicing. Don't you? You do love doing that. So maybe you do want to get some headphones out and listen to this one. I don't find it interesting at all. I don't know who would, but you might.
I think
And there
I actually
might be.
Act out every time.
You what?
I might do that.
You what?
I just realized I acted out. What kind of fucking loser am I? I'm literally like turning around every time. I could just do it.
I was going to say, why are you turning around?
I don't know, because she's always behind me.
I was going to say that 2 minutes
I think she's
ago.
In another room.
I was going to say that 2 minutes ago. Why? But you sell. That's how you
sometimes
sell it.
Sometimes Andy's on that side. Tonight, yeah. She's just on a room that side.
I think. And
flowers and juice. Flowers and juice.
I think.
That's what the podcast's about.
I think there's got to be some kind of juicing system that has protein in them, because none of them have that much protein, and that's what's bad for you when you do these, because you need protein.
So, honestly, if other people are getting as aggravated as me, you should fucking move on to something.
No,
else.
Why they act? This is interesting, because a lot of people do this
is
at
it?
Home.
And let me do it for you.
A lot of people.
So I've been doing this juice cleanse, and it's a lot of vegetables. Some of them.
No, there's not a lot. I wish there was more.
There's a lot of sugar.
Yes,
just
too much.
Full of sugar in it. Yes. And it would be. I wonder. And if anybody knows, please tweet me at Rich Voss. That. I need a juice with more protein.
And
by the way, anybody who tweets, can I just say this? Anybody who tweets me about it will be blocked. I'm not fucking
tweet, huh?
Anything about
Bonnie's the one who got me started on this.
Yeah, I ordered one for myself. I did it. I didn't complain.
You
I didn't
complain
talk
nonstop.
About it.
You not call true. Me every fucking day saying you're hungry. Self-hypnosis.
Why would I self-hypnose? You and Ron remember anything about the juicing?
Yes, you convince
nothing
yourself.
Nothing about the juicing.
You call me every fucking day. I'm starving. I'm starving.
I didn't even do a juice. What are you talking about?
I'm starving. You know how many times you told me you were starving?
Well, I ate a little bit of the mattress and I told you about it. But yeah. I was hungry, but it wasn't like crazy. You talk about it constantly.
No, I don't. Maybe once a day. I didn't talk about it at all yesterday. But then Bonnie goes, well, go ahead. You want some, I'm almost done.
No, because you kept saying,
Bonnie goes,
you
want some chicken wings?
Every day you're like, this is dumb. Why am I doing it?
No.
There's no purpose. There's no reason.
Yes, what's the end game?
I'm going to eat.
I'm just complaining. I'm just questioning it, going, what's the end game? What's it for? Why am I doing it for 3 days?
Yeah, that's the questions of life.
Yeah. What's the end game? What am I getting out of 3 days of drinking sugar?
Pretend it's not. You're not talking about juice anymore.
What am I doing this podcast for?
No, bigger.
What?
Life.
Oh, why am I living?
What's the end game?
What's the end game? To carry the message to other people.
That's really so good. Okay.
And to keep to give back what you got in life.
Because you can't take it with you. Well, folks, I don't know if you ever heard that saying before. You can't take it with you. You might as well give it away. Dimes and nickels aren't going to do you any good to have it, everybody.
It's good about it's family. It's friends, and it's tomorrow, when I get up, when I'm done with these, I'm going to have me a little peanut butter on bread. I brought some peanut butter home in a bag. Did you throw that out? Did you throw out the peanut butter in the Ziploc bag?
No.
Where is it? Why did you fall on the ground? Why are you pretending you're dead? I'm just wondering if you threw out my peanut butter that I brought home in the bag. Because there was a lot of peanut butter left in that. I get to, now when I go on the road, you can get like peanut butter, like 6 in a pack. But they're kind of like, you know, they're smaller containers. You know, so, and they have the, what do you call it? What's the healthy one? Natural peanut butter. They come in a small 6-packs. So I get them. You know, I'll buy them on the road. I'll bring them home. And then I'll take one on the road with me, because one usually lasts like 3 or 4 days. And then the other day when I was in Connecticut, I still had half of one of mine left. And I brought it home in a Ziploc. But I can't find it. Because Bonnie doesn't care. She'll throw out the peanut butter. She'll just take it. Oh, look at this. Peanut butter in a Ziploc bag. Whose is it? I don't care. I'm not eating it. I'll throw it out. That's what I'll do. But if it's in a Ziploc bag there, that means that I was saving it. Because that's what Ziplocs are about. Saving. Locking in freshness and saving. And that's what I do. You know, I bring extra Ziplocs in my golf bag. I bring extra Ziplocs in my suitcase. And they're also good...
you know, this isn't a promo for Ziplocs. I'm just saying, if you see something in a Ziploc, that means somebody's saving it. Sometimes people put coins in a Ziploc. Sometimes people put dirty underwear. That's what a Ziploc is for. It's to Ziploc whatever you're saving. Okay, now we're back. This weekend, Lexington, Kentucky, Comedy Off Broadway. Can you get off the floor and do this? Quit laying on the floor. I can't do this by myself while you're laying there. All right? Your coffee's getting cold. All right? Your body's getting cold. I'm not getting any younger. Let's go. Chop, chop. I'm ready to quit this fucking juice thing tonight and have dinner. That's what I'm ready to do. I'll drink all six real quick and go, I'm done. Like, is there a time limit? Do you got to do it in 3 days? Do you have to last a whole 3 days without eating? Or do you just drink the 18? Because I could have drank 18 in one day. But I guess that's not it. And I'm not even going to the bathroom. I'm only, it's nonstop peeing. So is this cleaning out your system by peeing? I thought you cleaned out your system by, you know, number two. That's how I thought you clean out your system. I could pee anytime. All I'm doing is pissing nonstop from this crap. This one's not bad, though. This one I'm drinking right now is called Sweet Greens. Any of the green ones are good. The beet one is okay, the one with the beets. Don't like the lemonade ones. Don't like it. The coffee one in the morning's okay. I would say 4 out of 6 are okay. There's 2 greens, 1 beet, and 1 coffee I like. All right. Can you please get off the floor? She's laying on the floor. She's laying on the floor. Get up. I can't do this by myself. Do you want me to just go silent for a while? All right. I'm going to go silent. Hold on. I'm going to take a sip. Wow. We did the roast battle last night. It was great. It was a lot of fun.
You're silent. You're so fucking dumb.
I'm dumb.
I'm dead.
You're not dead. You're talking. All right. Here's the deal. We haven't done this in a while. Here's the deal. If you're going to buy something online, like a lot of us, I do it all the time. Especially when I'm on the road, I get bored or whatever. And you go online, you buy. Today I bought my Nicorette gum online. Saturday, I just last week bought some new Jordans. They come out. When they come out, man, I was lucky to get them. I was lucky to get them because they go boom. When the new ones come out, there's a new one coming out Saturday, $400 for the sneakers. I might get them because if they're $400, that means they'll be worth $1,000. Anyhow, so I buy a lot of crap online. And so, like, if you're going to Amazon, you know, to help support Riotcast and My Wife Hates Me, go to riotcast.com/My Wife Hates Me and click the Amazon button before you buy something, and then, you know, bookmark it or do whatever you guys do. And then just, you know, like fucking Dr. Steve makes $1 million doing this. We make maybe $8 a month, if that. You know, this podcast costs us a lot of money because we have nobody advertises with us.
I wonder why.
No one advertises with us. And, you know, we got to pay to put this up. Can you please get up? Amazon.com. Hold on. I gotta go to the bathroom. Get up. Please. Get up. I can't do this without you. Please get up. Thank you. She laid on the ground for the last 5 minutes.
It was a silent protest, but it didn't seem to. Do you guys see what he would do? This is how interesting he thinks he is. All that talking. What the fuck were you doing? What the fuck are you doing? It's like you lack any kind of self-awareness or irony. I just don't know why no one's advertising with us. It's terrible what we do.
No.
You're just ba-ba-boo-ba-ba-ba-boo. Do you think people really fucking, they can listen to anything. They can listen to fucking anything. They have an interest in something. There's a podcast for everything.
Yeah.
Who wants to fucking listen to you talk about your fucking juices? Who wants to listen to you talk about what you're gonna fucking order from out? I mean, it's, come on.
I thought you were gonna cry.
I feel like it. It's like brick. Knock knock, anybody home?
All right,
let's I can't take it. And then you're like, well, I don't know. Why don't we have more advertisers? Every week, it's the same thing.
All right.
We got to get our numbers up. Well, I know the surefire way. I guess I'll talk about my juicing.
It's interesting. Okay, forget it. Let's move on. But I did bring home peanut butter in a Ziploc.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I had a fucking out-of-body experience when you were talking about that. I was like scratching at the window trying to get out.
Did you see it anywhere? Have you seen it?
First of all, I don't want to have this conversation off a mic, let alone on it, okay? You know, there. When we're out sometimes, I try to pretend.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
He's normal. Like Claudia, my friend from LA, did our radio show last night.
Great time.
Meeting you, and I was just like, oh God, please don't be too crazy and weird. It's like having a bipolar girlfriend or something, where you're like, oh shit.
I liked her. She was very nice.
She's great.
One of our better guests.
But why are you, I mean.
What?
Just try to present your best self. That's what this podcast should be. Go ahead. Try to present your best self. Not your worst self. Fucking wondering about where a half thing of peanut butter in a Ziploc bag is. Talking about it endlessly to people who can't help. There's nothing they can do. What do you want them to do? Yell into the, maybe check the cupboard. Oh God, I hope he finds it. Maybe it's still in your suitcase.
No, I repacked for Lexington.
Did you try under the bed? call the hotel. Ask if they've seen it. There's nothing these people could do. You're just boo 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 boo. Ziploc baggie boo boo boo. And who puts fucking dirty underwear in a Ziploc bag?
Oh, don't people put that?
No,
yes.
Why would they? To save it, to sniff or something? I don't know why they would.
Maybe they don't want to contaminate their other clothes in the suitcase. I think people
have
done
dirty
that.
Are your fucking underwear, dude?
Not mine. Girls do that, don't they? Don't they put their dirty underwear in Ziploc bags? Where did I see that? I thought I saw that somewhere. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You're wrong about that.
Text me if you're...
And if I fucking open up one of your drawers and all my fucking dirty underwear and Ziploc bags, I'm going to lose my fucking shit.
No, that would be in the hamper. But, yeah, I think people do that. I don't know.
No, they don't. We must be almost done. I was down there for fucking an hour and a half.
No.
You talked about that peanut butter for 60 minutes, for sure. There's no fucking way that was less than that.
Let's talk about House of Cards, the ending.
Really?
No, yeah. It's our favorite. And it's done. All right, let's talk about... What do you want to talk about? You bring up a topic and I'll talk about it. Go ahead, you go on. You talk about something.
Last night we went to the stand. We judged the
Roast battle.
It's a great show.
There were some good roasters last night. The girls were pretty good. They were pretty good.
Yeah. What's his face with his? He's like a joke machine. He's like a robot. He's programmed to only do fucking jokes.
Who?
Mike Lawrence. Mike Lawrence.
What do you mean?
He doesn't talk unless it's a joke.
But do you think he writes, prepares for
Yes,
him?
Yes.
No.
No, I honestly don't think he needs to eat or sleep.
No, do you think he's
programmed to write jokes.
Do you think he comes before the roast battle and has stuff ready to say at the roast battle?
Yes.
Because he knows who's on the roast battle. He books the comics on it, I think.
Mike Lawrence does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So he knows the comics and beforehand. Like, I don't know any of them anyhow. If I knew him beforehand, I don't know him, half of them. But some of his stuff, he was very funny last night. I thought he was pretty quick.
No, he's very funny. I'm not taking that away from him, but it's like, you know, I don't know. I couldn't tell you one fucking thing about him.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't.
He doesn't shower as often as he should. I can tell you that.
Big J and Dan Soder were funny.
And there's too many people on that.
Yeah, there was five judges last night.
It was good because I didn't feel like talking too much last night. But
they were funny when they attacked me because I was just saying what a roast should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, it's.
But also, do you notice this or not? I'm just curious.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just wondering. I'm just curious. It's not good or bad. But when you do a reference from 1964, do you notice no one laughs?
What reference did I do from 1964?
I mean, you did a couple of fucking really old references.
I did one that was funny about Ed Sullivan. It got a big laugh.
No, you did. Yeah. I don't remember that one.
Then what one did
you did a couple of others where I was like, ooh.
I love doing those old references. If you get them, then it's fucking hysterical. If you don't, then whatever.
I know, but nobody's going to get them because nobody in that room in the audience is over 40.
It's not true. It's what I'm saying is, listen, I pretty much know how to fucking judge. I'm pretty good at it. Not even knowing those people, not coming prepared with anything. I thought Dan was very funny. I thought Big J had one of the funniest lines of the night.
Yeah.
You know, you know, when
I guess
you see,
I didn't do anything.
What's that?
Guess I wasn't good at all.
You what? You said you didn't talk. I'm just going. You.
I didn't say I didn't talk.
You said you didn't want to talk that much. You didn't have to.
Okay, whatever.
You said you didn't have to. And of course, you're always funny. That's why I love doing them with you. Me and you do those great together. Okay, I'm not sitting here. I'm just saying the other people. Me and you always do those. We used to do them at the comic strip. That was fun. We used to fucking review the. We used to review the open micers at the comic strip, and fucking me and Bonnie were brutal. Bonnie was the most brutal when we did it at comics. They had a contest, and Bonnie made a girl cry. She was so mean to her. So,
was I so mean to her?
That's what she thought. I didn't think. I thought you were funny. I thought you were very funny.
Right before she even came out.
She did?
Yes.
You can't do the podcast laying on the floor. Come on. I can't do this forever.
We've got to be done.
We're almost done. We only have 15 minutes. We're at a half an hour. What was the benefit?
We're only at a half hour. That's bullshit.
Look. 30, 41.
Oh, my fucking Christ.
Because you're not talking, having conversations. That's what you got to do. You got to converse.
The girl that cried was still backstage. She didn't want to come out. But that roast or
that contest
was with Opie and Anthony.
Listeners.
Yes, but it was Opie and Anthony were both on the thing.
No, Anthony didn't show up. It was
okay,
Opie.
It's Opie.
Me and me and you. And who else?
You were the host. You were not
judges. You're right, I was the host. Who was the judges? You was Norton? No.
I thought it was me and Anthony.
He didn't show up. It was Opie didn't show up. One of them didn't come. Anthony didn't come. It was you and Opie. And who else?
I don't know.
What are you saying? You're saying you were kind of, you were very funny.
I wrote a bunch of funny things and I used those jokes. I thought it's Opie and Anthony fans. Don't they love mean?
Yeah.
It was funny. I did a lot of funny jokes and, that girl backstage cried because she didn't want to come out and didn't want to. And it's like, if you don't know these are jokes, like, go fucking, don't ever do stand-up again. Good. I'm glad.
Well, we did it for Bennington about a month ago.
I didn't do it.
No, it was me, Soder. Was it Big J? I don't remember. I don't even remember. Oh, no, Joe List. And these new comics came out and fucking just bashed them. The place was packed. It was fun. It was his Thanksgiving thing. Whatever. You know, look, if you're putting yourself in that position to come out and say, I want people to fucking, you know, review me or criticize me, you're going to get fucking slammed. because one, we're comics, so we're going for the laugh on your expense. You know, what the fuck? You know, I did try to give some advice on these roasts to you know, mislead or, you know, I mean, some of these fucking people that roast, they just, it's not a roast, it's a slam. You know, no one, you got cancer. What? You know, I mean, there's some funny stuff, but a roast is so fucking, you know, that you're not supposed to see the fucking punchline coming, in my opinion. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that happened last night. I thought they were all good.
There was a
couple of clunkers, but for the most part, all the jokes were great.
They were good. There were some great ones that were good. You know, I mean, you know, for what they're... Yeah, it was good. I mean, how many was this? Four battles? They had their battles.
Uh-huh.
The one girl was good. They were good. The first one was the best, I think. I don't remember who they were. I just remember how good the first two that went up. Was that the girl?
Mm-hmm.
That was the small girl, right?
Uh-huh.
And they were the best. They were clever. That's what it is. Clever. You don't see the punchline coming. They're clever, you know, and...
Can we just finish this later? I can't do it. I honestly can't do it.
We're almost done. Let's do 10 minutes. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I'm out. Oh, I'm run out.
Can you talk about who texted you about your book?
Oh, Janine Garofalo.
Yeah.
Because I talk about her in the book and she like basically apologized, which I felt bad about because I was like, you didn't do anything wrong. I was a fucking huge weirdo.
You were crazy. You were a stalker almost, right?
Yeah. So, but anyway... It was nice. I mean, we're friends now anyway, but I didn't tell her I was writing that. She had no idea.
But how did... See, Bonnie in the book said her biggest dream was to meet Janine or something. And then...
Because I'd seen her on TV, and I was like, oh, that's a cool female comic. Which I really... There wasn't that many that you could see on TV at that time. And then... I went to New York and I did this TV show and then she happened to be there. And then I went up to her, but I couldn't talk. And so she was just like,
What do you mean you couldn't talk?
I was too nervous. I got like tongue-tied.
So you just stared at her?
I just stood there and stared at her.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. And then she was like, okay. This guy was like, hey, Janine, Bonnie wanted to meet you. Bonnie's a comedian. And Janine was like, hi. And then I was just like, I didn't say anything.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then she was like, okay. And went back to doing whatever she was doing.
And then what'd she text you?
She said she felt like a giant asshole or something. And I was like, oh my God.
What, after she read it?
Yeah, like she goes, I'm halfway through your book. It's really good, whatever. And she goes, I feel like a giant asshole.
Oh. Did you say you're not?
I said it was me. I was the crazy one. I was a weirdo. And then, I don't know. Obviously, I have enormous respect for her. So...
She's one of my favorites.
I think she gets a bad rap.
From who?
From people. Like,
no.
Why? So people will tweet about us even just talking about her now. That's why I don't even want to talk about her sometimes because I don't want people to tweet negative things about her. But if you believe in...
If anybody says anything bad about her, they don't know comedy.
The thing is that people believe this to be true. I don't even believe this to be true. But a lot of comics really hold this as their thing. Like, especially sort of New York comics, it's like... You need to tell the truth, you know? You need to, like...
Not the new comics, not nowadays.
You don't think so? I think
no.
They still think that. I think a lot of people really believe, like, you got to tell the truth and you got to, like, you know, not so much jokes, but, you know, just share your fucking life with people and it'll be funny and blah, blah, blah. That's exactly what Janine does. It's exactly what she does. And I think because she used to, like... have notes or whatever. She just cycles through her material so much faster than everybody else, you know? But if you're looking like, is it any different than what Colin does? Or, I mean, it might not be funny to some people the way Colin's probably not funny to some people, the way everyone, you know, people have their fans and their not fans. But it's like a solid thing. I don't know why she gets so much flack.
I don't think she does. I think people that don't understand comedy.
Maybe.
If you if you know comedy and you know good comedy, there's nothing you could say but praise. There's nothing you could do but praise her because.
But even some of your friends would argue with you right now about that.
Well, then they're wrong because I've seen her and I've heard her, and her mind is so much.
I think people don't like her because of her politics, and it trickles over into her stand-up.
Well, yeah, but I don't think she's too political anymore. I don't think she gets involved in that as much. You don't see her.
I haven't seen her do any of that stuff.
Yeah, in the beginning when I used to her name come up, I go, oh, she's so left-wing and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then when I started listening and seeing her comedy, I completely forgot about, you know, and I'm not right-wing. I'm just saying she was left-wing. But when I saw her at Gotham that one night, I said, you can't get any funnier than this.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime I hear on the radio, I'm just saying it's just brilliant. You know, it's like Maria Bamford. But Janine.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, she's the precursor. You might not have Maria Bamford without Janine.
You might not have the whole alternative scene.
Right.
Or all those people.
Right. Because, right.
You know, fucking. Like, I watched Colin last night. He's not killing, but he's fucking great.
Brilliant. Right.
He's great. You know.
And he's saying something, which is so hard to do.
Yeah, he's. You know, he's. That's how I am.
Oh, God.
No, he's a great comic, and when you watch somebody like that, I don't know. On the inside, and I'm the exact same way, and I guess you are too. No, I don't know on the inside if you care, but on the outside, it does. Colin, they're up there. They don't care. You know what I mean? They're not flustered by the audience. Lack of response or response.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, maybe in the car later or when they get off the but they don't pander or sell out.
Gary Gulman, too. I watched him last night at the Village Underground also.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. He's just talking. He's gotten to a point where he just wants to talk about the stuff that he wants to talk about, whether the audience is with him or not. And it's like, you know, those are the people that go on to be great comics.
Yeah, but what's Gary? Gary's one of my favorites. What's he talking about now?
Just like a life in chaos and very specific. You know, he's very specific and he's very like, he's talking about being depressed or, you know, I don't want to try to do his jokes. I can't, but.
He's fucking brilliant. Well, anyhow.
Can we be done now?
Well, we got like 4 more minutes. I mean, it was going really well. This is one
I'll
of our.
I'll be right there, Sandy's. 4 more minutes. Can you wait 4 minutes? Okay.
This is one of our better podcasts.
The ending's always the best. Because I know it's ending.
It's one of our better podcasts.
It's not. It's not a good podcast.
It's a good podcast.
You think just because you got words out, you were like so happy that I laid on the floor a couple times because you could just fucking monologue it. Oh, God. Can you imagine if you were sitting in the car listening to the radio and you heard somebody talking about peanut butter in a Ziploc bag? You would put your fucking fist through the radio. You'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? That's the thing with you. You think when other people do stuff, it's always terrible. When you do it, genius.
No, because people...
Well, if you heard Mike Birbiglia, just to pull a name out of nowhere...
Why would you use him?
Okay. If you heard...
Todd Glass.
No, because you love Todd Glass, and you are... I'm trying to use somebody that you don't necessarily think is the greatest comic in the world. Like, you know, I don't know who. If you heard them on the radio, someone you didn't never heard of before. An open micer, maybe. A good one. And he's doing the peanut butter stuff. Wouldn't you be like, what the fuck is this? This passes?
No, I would agree. I wasn't trying to be funny. I was just talking about Ziplocs.
I know,
and peanut butter.
So okay, the guy has his own radio show and he starts talking about that. You'd be like, why does he think this is acceptable?
That's what Michael Savage does. You ever hear him when he goes into
a
rant?
It's awful.
When he goes
it's
in?
Awful.
No.
I hate those guys mostly, not even because of their politics, but because they repeat everything 80 times. It's really just the same show with different nuances.
Michael Savage will go.
And I just, as I'm saying it, see, I'm self-aware. I realize that's what we do. It's the same show. Just a fucking... Sometimes I lay on the floor and sometimes I don't.
No, you only laid on the floor once. This was the first time. Is that your new thing?
No, but I mean, I was just trying to make a joke and then you had to be literal about it.
What about?
I was saying that's the only difference from one show to the next.
Yeah, but this was the only time you ever laid on the floor. You said sometimes I lay on the floor. This time I laid on the floor. That's what made it different. That's what you meant to say, right?
No, I didn't. I said it the way I wanted to say it.
How did you say it again? Say it again.
Sometimes I lay on the floor and sometimes I don't.
No, but we only did it once. Would you throw something through the window here? You know what that would cost
to fix? If I could lift you.
You would throw me through the window?
Yes.
It's violent.
The problem is, like, I've now given up any chance of killing you and getting away with it.
Why?
These podcasts. If one of us dies in a freak accident, do you understand what's going to happen? The other one is going straight to jail.
No, right now we'll say.
If I woke up tomorrow and you had a knife in your chest,
well, of course,
I'll go right to jail.
Yeah, well, why would they? Of course.
They'd just play me parts of the podcast. They'd be like, here, there's even a part of you talking about him waking up with a knife in him.
Wait, do you think after you put the knife in my chest, you'd be able to go back to bed? Oh, my sneakers are here, I think.
Oh, my God. How many? You said you were going to stop buying them. How many pairs do you have?
Sneakers altogether? I don't know, 45.
Okay, and how many do you have that you have not yet worn?
43.
Okay.
No. A lot.
Do you stop? Do you think you have a problem?
No. I don't buy anything else. You know what? I don't need pants for years. And I have, this is for real. I got like 8 pairs of True Religions that I don't.
This is the big finale, Sandy. I can tell.
I have like 8 pairs of True Religion.
Don't interrupt me during this, okay? Because this is really good. He's talking about his pants.
What do I do with like pants, True Religions that I don't wear anymore? They cost a couple $100. What do I do with them?
Throw them out or give them to Goodwill.
You don't give True Religions a Goodwill.
Who gives a shit, Rich? Who fucking gives a shit?
What would you do with them?
Are you going to hang on to them? You can't. You just said 2 minutes ago or fucking 80 minutes ago. I don't know how long ago. You can't take it with you. Oh, God, I can't give up my True Religions. Oh, God. What the fuck? What good is it going to do you? They don't have any value anymore. They have no value.
What do you mean? You don't think people are still buying them?
Rich, I'm going to fucking punch you in the face. So
they're still all over fucking Bloomingdale's and Macy's.
Go ahead and Google, how can I get rid of my True Religions and make $1 million? Go ahead and Google it and see what comes up.
I got like 8 pairs. I'd like to give them to somebody that would wear them.
Yeah, okay,
them.
Well, walk down and see if a homeless person, because those are the only people that are going to fucking wear your dumb True Religion jeans. Okay? Or you know what you should do? Give them to Don, because I notice Don still wears jeans with big fucking crazy patterns on the pocket. He can put them on with his big dumb cowboy boots. Okay, yeah, give them to Don. There you go, done.
No. Anyhow, let's do some plugs and get out of here. Wrap this bad boy up. Wrap it up.
I'm at the Stanhope House April 20th in Stanhope, New Jersey. Goodbye, everybody.
Wait, do you have any stand? How come you don't have anything coming up at the stand?
I do. The Friday and Saturday I'll be there.
This week?
Yes.
Then why don't you tell them?
I don't know, because that thing is going to be sold out no matter what I do.
Yeah, but your fans will come.
My fans? And I don't like fans coming to stuff unless I have to. Like the Stanhope House, you have to come. But I'm just going to disappoint people. That's how
no,
I feel.
No, you do an hour. You kill it. Knock it out.
The Stanhope House will be better because I'll be able to do an hour, but I don't like that pressure.
Remember I came with you last time at the
Sometimes when people like cheer when they hear my name, like when I'm coming on stage, I get a real bad feeling.
Remember at the Stanhope House I did a guest spot last time with you?
Yep. Then they gave you a tip.
No, they gave me food. They gave me dinner. They didn't give me a tip.
I thought the guy gave you $50 or something.
No, he gave me a fucking...
All right. I got to go make some avocado.
Right. This weekend I'll be at...
some guacamole. Bye.
This weekend I'll be at... Lexington, Kentucky, comedy off Broadway. Next weekend, Syracuse, Funny Bone. Week after that, Distress Factory in New Jersey. Thank you and We're out.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.